It's a Tech Tuesday, Bill, right before a Black Friday and a Turkey Thursday. And Bridget Carey from CNET on the line with us, the host of the CNET Update. How are you, lady?
Ready for the crazy weekend ahead.
Well, Black Friday, I've heard that Black Friday has now stretched out to like Black week-long stuff. So do you necessarily have to hop on it right on Black Friday? Are you going to save that much money?
It's Cyber Month. Forget the week.
Oh, yeah, see?
I mean, Amazon even already started, and they have special deals if you ask Alexa for deals, if you have one of those, you know.
You have Alexa, don't you?
No, Cortana.
Oh.
Yeah. So everything that people used to line up for in the middle of the night to get on Friday, you can kind of get online in advance, right, Bridget?
Right, and it's doing a couple of things. One, when you realize that it doesn't make sense to run out to the store anymore, you have some stores trying to, I guess, get you with better doorbuster deals or trying to make it a little more enticing to come by.
Sure.
But you got to be smart, because some of the wording on these deals that you see in ads, they can be deceiving and not actual deals. You have to do your homework now a little bit and not just go, oh, look, it says it's $400 off. But in reality, maybe it's always been $400 off because they've always had a rebate. And, you know, they're not telling you all the time in some ads, you know, to get you in that maybe, you know, that bundle for the game system and the game, well, maybe that was already a discount of $30 before, but now they just threw in a game and it's not that big of a deal. You know, so it's the wording you have to be careful of. You have to do a little Googling. Also, on the names of products. Sometimes they do TVs and cameras. You know, they have those, like, long product names with letters and numbers in them. In the ad, it might just say, an LG 42-inch TV. But really, they're not labeling what model it is. And if you look online, maybe that model has also been on sale before, and it's not, or it's last year's model, and it's not so exquisite, you know. So it does, unfortunately, we all have to be a little bit more skeptical before we go, wow, this is going to be great.
But it's not that hard to do technically, because if you have a model number of, say, a laptop you're going to get, if you punch that into your Google search or whatever you use as your search engine, you will see it pop up everywhere else. And I know that everyone says the brick and mortar stores are not doing well because of the internet, but I'm sorry. Like, I know Best Buy and there are various other places that will agree to the deal, even if it's Amazon's number. So do your homework, punch in the exact model number, and that way you can see if you really are getting a good deal.
Yes, Best Buy and others will honor Amazon prices, but I will say one thing about Amazon, too. One thing that they always do when you go to the price is it says 40% off of what it normally is, and they also are guilty of this. I've seen this in cameras where if you go to say you go to Canon's website for that same camera that Amazon says is, you know, 40% off, well, that Canon or whoever might make it is also not selling it at the original MSRP anymore because it's an old model. A lot of times the original MSRP is what they're counting as the discount, when if it's last year's model, it still isn't even going for that price anymore.
And you have to be, first of all, I broke down and bought a Dyson vacuum, and they're very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And the particular model I got does not have a filter in it. You never have to take a filter out. You're supposed to take a filter out of your vacuum every 3 months and wash it. Do you do that?
No.
I've never done that. This is a new Dyson that does not have a filter. It's one of their newer versions. And Kohl's had it for $200 off the price.
Yeah.
And somebody said, oh, you got to be careful because Kohl's will say that it's $200 off, but that's what they're charging. It was $200 below every single other store I looked at. Also, when I bought a laptop, I looked around and it was a MacBook. And honestly, Best Buy had it for $250 off. I checked model numbers and everything, but you really can find substantial savings, but you do have to do some homework. It's so easy to just click something, but if you do your homework, you really can save a lot of money.
You just named two brands that never go on sale, and they're the perfect examples
yes.
of good deals. Because Dyson and MacBooks, you know, when you see deals on Apple products, when you see deals on like Dyson vacuums, things that just never go on sale, it is worth grabbing at it, because it's just, you get fooled sometimes when there's bundles or a free gift card, and you have to kind of weigh the pros and cons of getting it.
Bridget, drones are certainly a reality at this point. They're part of the world we live in. But there was a huge accident, a Facebook drone in June, and now there's an investigation. What do you know about this?
I wouldn't call it a huge accident because it sounds like it fell out of the sky.
Oh, all right.
But it definitely is interesting stuff. Okay, so Facebook, when we talk about a drone, we're not talking about those quadcopters. We're talking about something with the wingspan of a Boeing 737 and something that's just massive.
They're that big?
Yeah.
You can get a drone that big?
Well, you can't. But
right. I don't want one.
Big businesses can, yeah.
What Facebook is working on is essentially a mission to get more places connected to the internet worldwide. And instead of building out infrastructure and cables in the ground, they want to do it by the air. And they've been making these massive drones. They just started testing them. But apparently, during a landing in June, something went wrong. We don't have a lot of details, but the U.S. government is now investigating the air safety agency that kind of oversees all this stuff. They're investigating what went wrong. But there's a race right now to get internet connection to places that don't have internet. Because why? Well, if Facebook can get more people online in places that don't have internet, that means more customers for Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But also, SpaceX, Elon Musk's company, and a bunch of other companies like Virgin Group and others are getting together to kind of put it, instead of drones, they're trying to make satellites above us that will all be connected so you can get internet wherever you go around the globe. So this is all part of the race, but Facebook's been having some bad luck, I guess, with this drone setback. Although they call it a successful test, apparently something went wrong that actually compromised the structure of it.
How are they viewing this as a positive when it seems like a negative? Is that just spin? What is that?
It's our first test, and we've got so much data from it. And like any experiment, learning to fly, if you have a couple accidents, you still learn something out of it, right? But they're not calling it a disaster. But nonetheless, when you have the government investigating, everyone's kind of keeping a close eye on like drones, at least, because they're highly regulated.
All right, I got a text. Bill's going to think I'm asking this for selfish reasons, and I am, but we also got a text. Go ahead and check. What about the NES Classic Edition from Nintendo? It came out. Some stores only got two or three of them, and now you can buy it through third-party sellers on Amazon and Walmart.com for triple the price. When is it coming back in stock for the $60 it goes for?
I don't know how many they're making.
They're so full of...
I know,
poop.
I know, and I think they're doing this on purpose. I think that, yeah.
It creates demand.
But don't think that Nintendo honestly didn't make more of them, or if they're noticing that they're selling, they're going to make more
of
them?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just don't have an answer on when. It's definitely the hot, panic gift, in terms of stressing people out on how to find one. I imagine more complaints are going to come as this goes. This is the Turbo Man of the year.
Mm-hmm. It is, isn't it? All right, so if you're them, if you're Nintendo, you realize, make a bunch, bring out just a few at the very beginning so that everybody wants them, and then just sit back and enjoy, because they can't lose on this, right?
You know what else is also just a hot item? I mean, first off, yes, with the Nintendo, they can't lose, but yet...
Yeah.
For some reason, they just don't have their act together. That's the story of Nintendo, right? They never really have their act together, it seems, when they have opportunities like this in front of them. Just yesterday in New York City, people waited 6 hours in line to get Snapchat glasses called Spectacles.
Oh, my God.
And what do they do?
It's because it's so rare to find them. What do they do? Their sunglasses have a little camera on the top, and they take video sent right to your Snapchat account, so you can't really like use the video. I guess in other ways, I guess you can download it to your phone later. But and it's just kind of like point of view shots. So if you're skateboarding or doing something that requires your hands, you don't have to hold your phone up, and you can experience the world without having your phone in your face and document it on your Snapchat account. Yeah, the point is that people had 6 hours to wait in line, and they did so in the cold. And they spent $130 on these things, and they're in vending machines. And I bring it up because it just started last week where they were Snapchat to get, you know, people really into how rare it is to get one. They have a vending machine that pops up in just certain places in temporary amounts of time. And it could come to Chicago sometime, but you had to, like, just you only find out that morning, and everyone's going to run to go get it. And
it's kind of a cool idea, to be honest with you, a vending machine, like a pop-up vending machine.
Yeah, and people who are really into Snapchat were like, oh my gosh, it's cool. So it's like, because it's so rare, and people are now selling them on eBay for $1,000.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Here's my warning.
Standing in line to resell it more than caring about it.
Right.
That's what a lot of people did with the NES, too,
sure,
and that
of course
just irritates me. Word of the wise, be careful what you're doing on the street, because somebody may have the Snapchat glasses and be recording you when you're unaware of it. That's all I got to say. Don't pick your nose in public.
Well, people can record you on your phone anyways, but at least, yeah, but now it's
but you see him holding the phone up. This can be just like Bill's got Walgreens reading glasses on right now.
And but I'm broadcasting live to 12 countries around the world, Wendy, so I know what I'm doing.
Have a great Thanksgiving, Bridget.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Bridget.
It.
Thanks, you too.
It's Bridget Carey from the CNET.
How many countries are you broadcasting?
12, and we might add a 13th.
Good for you, Bill.
Yeah, I'm industrious. That's what I am. All right, we'll take a quick break, then some news, then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.